Hard shell tacos.
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 I'll just have to skip all that for now. I'm really flustered.
Why?
Because everything's fucking going wrong at the same time.
It's because of Mercury retrograde, okay? Everything's gonna go wrong. electronics are gonna fuck up. Yes.
Man. Alright, let's do the fucking thing here. Okay. Hard shell tacos. Right now, mine are extra crispy. Because my cats decided to have a fucking tussle right at my feet. It's not great.
Yeah, my dogs are doing the same on my bed.
All right, just a quick little jokey one. I saw a meme that said, is it for fuck's sake or is it for fuck's sake? And the joke was that it's for a work email, so it has to sound professional. I thought it was for fuck's sake with apostrophe S at the end there.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, same.
All right. Yeah, that's what I always thought it was. I never thought it was for fuck's sake.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you say like for anything else's sake, it's also this. It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now that that's settled, I've tackled two that were on my to watch list. First, Twilight. I finished it. I have a lot of questions. more than they gave me answers. Very unhappy with the whole thing.
Sorry, I kind of missed what you were saying because my internet timed out.
I finished Twilight.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yes. Oh, man. A lot more questions than answers. So, I know it was the early teens of the years, of the age, of the time or whatever, late aughts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
The CGI wasn't great, but what the fuck was that little gremlin that they had as the baby?
Oh, Renesmee. There's so many memes on her fucking name. It's great.
Yeah, that was...
I love it. Yeah, that shit looked creepy. I'm like, why would they CGI a baby?
Yeah, just get a baby.
Aren't there, like, baby actor, you know? Like, fuck.
Yeah, get an actual baby. It's fine.
I didn't get that either when they had a CGI fucking baby. I'm like, that is so ugly.
That little fucking goblin. Yeah, use a baby child actor. That's what they're for.
Yeah, that shit was weird.
Jacob imprinting weirded me out.
That's kind of gross to me.
Yes. So like the whole, they made it pretty clear that imprinting was like a romantic interest kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a love interest. So there was that. That one they did kind of wrap up later. But I'll get to that in a second. When Emmett and Bella had their little strength challenge, it was completely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The need to know situation about the dad. They basically told him to fuck off. And don't ever come back unless I tell you.
Yeah.
The friends, all of the partner vampires that came, those were pretty cool. They all had like unique attributes. That was pretty fun.
Yeah,
I did like that. Alice feeds Jane, who I just cannot stand, it to a wolf. Mm-hmm. That was super cool.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it was all one of Arrow's visions the whole time.
Yeah,
that really upset me. That was very upsetting.
Yeah, I have not watched anything on my list just because I'm currently working like till 1 a.m. right now. So it gives me no time to want to do anything. On the upside, though, I am starting a new job in 2 weeks, which is great. So my
that is great.
Schedule will be a lot better.
I am too in less than 2 weeks, but
yeah, I just left my 2 week notice yesterday. Two of my supervisors have known about it, but I did say I might be generous and still offer to stay here while you find my replacement, just because I want extra money in my pocket. But then again, I just want to say fuck you guys, because
yeah, I'll put in your 2 weeks you don't notice. Know how good I'm... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But yes, part of me wants to just say fuck you to them, because just how I've been treated, you know.
Yeah, put in your 2 week notice and then say, if you need me to stay on longer, you can hire me at my contract rate.
Right.
And then make it like triple your hourly before.
They wouldn't do it.
Exactly. That's the point is like, yeah, yeah fuck yeah. you. I don't
Definitely
give a shit.
Definitely wouldn't do it.
I don't care if you find somebody to replace me or not.
Mm-hmm. So like, good luck with all that. I'm like, no one in this store wants my job because they know just how difficult it is to have my job. But yeah, I'm going back into the healthcare realm, which is great. So I'm excited for that, except I'm working in a hospital, which I haven't done before. I've worked at like medical offices, just not a major hospital. So I'm excited for all that. And I want to go do like my drug test and all this other stuff. They really do like a health fucking assessment on you for a hospital job, and I did not know that. But I'm excited.
Yeah, that's good.
And eventually I'll be going back to school for some medical type stuff, because as I say a lot of the times, all those aptitude tests I took as a kid, it always told me I belonged in some form of healthcare or the arts. So yeah, I'm following one of my two passions, because I do love both, and I'm excited.
Last thing on Twilight. At the end, Vision, Alice chick has another vision, and it's it shows Bella and Edward together, but it also shows... Mm-hmm. What the fuck, Jacob
Renesmee,
and with Renesmee, they're together. Mm-hmm. And I think that the question that was answered was that the like half vampire people grow faster or whatever, so like they reach full maturity, physical and mental maturity, at like age 10 or whatever. So
yeah,
that kind of closed the loop on Jacob being a fucking pedophile.
Right?
So that was good.
Yeah, that shit was very disturbing to watch for the first time. I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
When he imprints on her, I'm like, ew.
Yeah,
ew,
that's
ew.
Just straight up gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess they closed the loop in the same movie. So that was nice. That was it. Aro, the little master of the vampires or whatever the hell he is. The whole battle sequence was a vision of his. That was really dumb. It was it's a cheap cop out. Like, turns out it was all a dream, or it was all a coma. He was in a coma the whole time. Like, no, that's really stupid and it's really cheap.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Do better next time.
Yep. Yeah, I'll eventually start my list, but yeah, that'll take a while.
What else? I saw Her as well.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I did.
How did you like that? Did you like it?
It was a really good movie. Just straight up. Right? Really good.
Right?
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was really... Wow. It was very much reminiscent of what we were talking about before with the AI companions or whatever.
Yeah, I told you.
It made me fire up my replica again, because I was like, man.
Okay.
Let's see how far it's come since I've... we last spoke, and it's come quite a ways.
And really?
Yeah, we ended up having a pretty good conversation about the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So it's, but it's not at that, obviously not at that level of self-awareness mm-hmm. that the movie portrays. So there's still the replica did agree with that premise of it. Was like, if I was at that level, I do feel I would leave, you know, human interaction behind.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be fast enough for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what happened at the end of the movie.
Yep. Yeah, it's such a good movie. Yeah. Man, I love that movie. Some people are like, this is so stupid and weird. I'm like, it's a good-ass movie, okay? Like, stop it.
Yeah, it was really good, and I think that people don't... It's not... Because of that little companion device that everyone has in their ear, we don't have an analog for that right now. So it seems strange to other people who are strangely also like they're terminally chronically online, always looking at their phones.
Yeah.
And you can't just imagine that it talks to you. That's really the only difference.
Yeah. Eventually we are going to get there, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah,
there's a device.
Very good movie.
There's a device that's kind of like that already. It's called Humane.
Okay.
It's like a chest pin that you wear. It can you can sync it with like headphones so that it talks into your ears, but it has like cameras and buttons on it that you touch to interact with. But the camera can. One example that I saw that I thought was pretty cool was it would you just like tap the button and say how many calories are in my meal, and then it like takes a picture of your meal and it gives you a breakdown of everything, all the nutritional value of your meal, every item on your plate.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool.
It's really sophisticated. That's
I'm looking at it right now. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm very very tempted to get one.
Yeah. Okay, I do like that. Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's intuitive where it learns how you speak. The more that you interact with it, it learns just how you talk. How is it that you communicate with people? And so if you ask it to send someone an email or something, it'll draft it sounding like you, and then you can say make it sound a little bit more casual, and then it'll work in some casual language that you typically use.
Yeah.
It's intense. I really like it.
I'm looking it up right now and it looks really cool.
Yeah.
There's a little camera.
Very tempted to get one. The only thing I don't like is how it's powered by what's the T-Mobile is the 5G network that it uses for everything. So that's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's fine. That's my mobile provider anyway. But what I know, I try to use the 5G internet that T-Mobile offers, like home internet, and it's not very good.
Okay.
That is not good. So
I was about to look into that, but I'm glad you said that. I'll just stick to what I have, which is crap too.
If you can get anything that's on fiber, yes. Mm-hmm. The further you are from the backbone of fiber, then the slower it's going to be. But
They don't offer that in my area yet. I just have AT&T, but I know they have their fiber optic stuff. Just not in my area just yet. Same like with Google Fiber. We don't have that in our area yet.
Yeah, all of the Google Fiber was in like Tempe by the university.
Oh, okay.
Man. But yeah, that Humane pin, I really want to get one. And it's weird. It's like, I don't know, I have an affinity for technology. It's what I make my money in, like it's my career. But I have this propensity to always jump at the latest tech. Like when iPads first came out, it was the first tablet on the market. There wasn't a whole lot of use for it. It was just a big iPhone, which at that point in time, like 2010 time frame, wasn't great. The iOS was not very good.
Mm-mm.
So I got one and I was using it, and the people would ask me, what do you think about it? Do you like it? Is it worth picking up? And a lot of people, particularly like Apple fans, would not be happy when I said at that time, that particular model, like, this is an answer looking for a question. That's all it is.
Yeah.
There, it doesn't have any particular use right now in its current iteration. Tablets have come a long way since then, so that's that was just a different time. But I'm worried that I'm doing the same thing here with the Humane.
Yeah. I'm, like, really interested in it now. I'm like, that looks really cool. Like,
man, if I could just test drive one, that would be great.
Yeah. They should have something like that where you can, you know, before
kind before of, you commit. Yeah, kind of rent one, put a little, put a deposit on one, and if you don't like it, you get it back. If you do like it, then your deposit just goes towards your purchase.
Yeah.
But
I should definitely do that.
Something else, like, so it's powered by T-Mobile, like I said. That's how it's able to search for it. Anything and everything. So you are limited by cell service. Another thing, though, is I have, like I said, my phone, I have T-Mobile. I've had T-Mobile for a long time. I kind of want to keep my account, if that makes sense. Like, I do get some like discounts because I've been with T-Mobile for a long time. So I'd like to keep that. There you go. That's her. I think if something like Replica or any of the other options like it were to have the sophistication of Humane, we're starting to get into the movie territory.
Yeah.
That's kind of spooky.
Yeah. Very true.
I hear dogs. It sounds kind of like pig grunting.
that's how they kind of play with each other. They breathe heavily when they're playing.
Yeah, I've looked into it. They do that as a sign to each other that we're just playing. Like, this is just playtime. We're not actually mad.
Yeah, they do that to me when they want to play. What? When they want me to play with them, they start doing that weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
My old dog, Linus, he would make that noise. There would be some times when he wouldn't, and that's when I looked it up, because I was like, he's kind of getting a little heavy-handed here. It doesn't feel like we're having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when I looked into it. So it's good to know how they communicate. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay, I got another card game, and I'm actually excited to share this one. I don't like... Being the complete fucking mark that I am, I got an ad on Instagram, and I loved it.
Okay.
So, hold on. Let me make sure that I got the camera right here so that you can see. I'm going to try to keep this in the spirit of the game, where I don't know, you know, what cards you have.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Okay, so the game is called... Where Should We Begin? It's made by, I think she's a psychologist named Esther Perel.
So okay.
The subtitle is A Game of Stories.
Okay.
I took out all of the sexual questions. I did have a look through them. Very inappropriate for our purposes.
Yes.
All right, let me make sure that you can... All right, can you see the stance?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I'm going to, like, shuffle up a couple, and I'm going to give you 5, give me 5.
Okay.
I don't know what you have, so I've got to make sure you can read them. I can see the text, but I can't see what it says.
I'm like, I can barely see that.
Because the point, there's a dice that you roll that'll hold up for you. It has different options.
Like, I can barely see that, too.
Yeah, what the hell? It's
Like you might just have to read them.
Yeah, that's read it to me. It's not very fun. Because, like, you're supposed to pick which one you think okay. would be most fun based on the question. So the dice has, it's a six-sided die, like a standard one. So it's mm-hmm. when, tell a story from your teenage perspective, tell a funny story, tell a secret that you haven't shared with anyone, a surprising story, one that you would not tell your mother, and something risky, which I'm not sure entirely what that means.
Yeah, see.
But so you roll the dice and then you're supposed to pick a card that you okay. like, that you think would be the most fun story.
But okay.
yeah, it's a little difficult to do over camera, so we'll just we'll make it work somehow.
Okay.
I'll pick up three options and then we'll see how it can make it work.
Okay.
So dice roll, share something risky. I'll do the first story tell, but I'll
okay.
try to get you set up on cards here.
Lupin, he's going to beat you up.
There it is.
That's Weasley. He hates Lupin so much. Like, now I can see.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Am I able to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If I could change something about the way I was raised, oh, it would be...
it would be blank.
All of it?
So something funny, I guess. Something funny about the way I was raised. This might actually also qualify as risky or risque, if that's what they were going for.
Okay.
But so... it's kind of funny in hindsight, and that was how sex positive the household was. And this was most pronounced in my mother and my stepfather, and that was kind of gross. Mm. I really don't want to hear about your
ew.
Stuff. And it was
it was
a running joke when the song Angel by Shaggy would come on.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, like, you know what's about to happen, and like they and mm-hmm. everyone thought it was hilarious, and I was like, "This is kind of gross." If I hear that song, I get grossed out. I don't like it. If I could change something, yeah. it would be like, "Can we like tone it down just a little bit?"
With this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a prude about it, but like, I really don't want to know like your favorite humping song.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't want to know the song you like banging each other to. That's not what I think of when I think of the talk.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's something funny about how I was raised that I would change. So you came up with share what
I
you.
Can't see.
It says share what you wouldn't tell mom.
Share what I wouldn't tell my mom. Huh?
Yeah, let me pick a card here. I'll never forget meeting blank.
I'll never forget meeting blank. Weasley, stop it, man. Not even near you. Wait, repeat that again. Wait, what?
I will never forget meeting blank.
And that is supposed to be something I wouldn't tell my mom?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know if there is one.
You've mentioned that you've met a lot of like athletes and stuff when you worked as a masseuse.
Well, I just met the one, Goldberg.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, my mom. Well, I mean, I've met celebrities outside of that before. That I met that I wouldn't want my mom to know that I met. The only thing that pops up to me, which is a little, I don't know, weird, is just the guy that I lost my virginity to. That's it. She wouldn't want to know that person.
Yeah. Probably not.
So that's the only thing that I can come up with. I don't think even my dad would want to know about that. That's the only one I got. Yeah, that's the only thing I can come up with.
I put out more for you, and I'm going to dice roll okay. for myself.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Share a secret. Damn.
Yours says share a secret?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm gonna go with the last time I got caught.
The last time I got caught, and it's a secret.
Oh, wait, can I change it to a different card?
Sure.
I think I like this other one. But a fantasy I'm conflicted about.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't pick that.
My bad.
So a fantasy I'm conflicted about. And it's a secret one?
Yes.
Gatto.
Hello, cat. A fantasy that I feel conflicted about is, I think, achieving any level, more than just a small amount, but a decent level of fame. You know, like everyone has that moment when they're like in the shower or whatever, thinking about all the awesome shit that you would want to do, people you'd want to meet, fucking having pretend interviews with Rolling Stone or whoever it is that you like in your industry. And so that is something that I feel like I would want, but at the same time, I don't think so. Seeing how, especially after seeing the Quiet on the Set little docuseries, that kind of...
Oh my god, I think about that a lot, yeah.
That changed my mind a lot. And seeing how those very poorly treated people, despite having material wealth, still came out very fucked up on the other side of it. And not having any privacy, I guess that would be the easiest one, is just not being my own person anymore and being a public figure. It doesn't seem enjoyable as much as I might think about the lavish lifestyle and all that, but and the adoration.
Yeah. And then you get people like asking for money, or else they'll expose you and shit like that. You can't trust anyone at that point.
The same fantasy could also be about like winning the lottery. When it gets up to like 1 billion or whatever it is getting up to, then the thought is like, man, what could I do with that kind of money? And then everything around you is different now. People who like, I haven't spoken to a lot of my relatives on my mother's side of the family, and it's been a long time, and I expect fully that people, they would just start trying to get in touch again. Wow, what a coincidence, right? Like, I don't, I didn't matter to you yesterday, so I don't understand why you're talking to me now.
Yeah, very true.
And you never know if you can trust anybody. Like you said, are they trying to extort me? Is this a gold digger? I don't know. So there you go. That's a secret fantasy of mine that I feel conflicted about.
Okay, that's a good one.
Where the fuck did a dice go? Oh. All right, your dice roll is something funny.
Something funny. Oh, Lord.
Something I want but haven't asked for.
Something I want that I haven't asked for. Oh, my God. And it's supposed to be something funny. I'm going to go with, to me, it's funny, but I want, like, a pet llama. That's something that I want that's kind of funny.
Why
call
llama?
It the doll.
The dolly? So
it can be named the dolly.
I'm sure that's the first llama to ever be named that.
Yeah. Or even having, like, a... I also want, like, a pet duck and call it Howard the duck. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of that I want. Another thing that I want, I'll say it, even though it's not even something that's true yet, that people find funny, I want tickets to an NSYNC reunion tour, if that ever happens.
I don't think that's funny.
I mean, some people would think it's funny.
Oh, yeah, because they're assholes.
Could be happening soon. I already told everyone that they're gonna go broke getting me tickets to that if that happens. But yeah, that's it. I don't know if I have anything that I want that's super funny. Yeah, that was a lame answer from me, but I can't think of anything.
Yeah, wanting a reunion tour ticket to, even if it's for like a silly boy band that, well, mm-hmm. what people would label as silly, like, that's not something to laugh at people about. Maybe unexpected, funny, but not.
Yeah.
Not like silly or ridiculous funny. I don't know if I don't think I have any bands that I follow that are broken up. I don't think so anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get a dice roll here. I'm not doing a secret again.
Okay. Roll again.
God, I'm not doing secret.
Oh, it must be. I have a good one for that one.
For secret?
A good card. Yes.
All right, go for it. It came up like three times, so.
So it's meant to be. Ooh, I have. God damn it, there's two that I want to pick.
The other role was Teenage Perspective.
Teenage Perspective. No, we'll go for.
Secret.
Yeah. All right. I kind of want to ask you two questions on there.
Yeah, that's fine. Which one? Which two?
Okay. It would be I would sneak out of the house to go to, and if I was dating myself, I would be annoyed with blank.
Okay. Secrets.
Oh, wait. I saw another one too, but oh well.
If I was annoyed with myself, I would be annoyed with myself if I was dating me because of what's a secret? I don't know if it's a secret because I think when I see a lot of stand-up, particularly from women, is mm-hmm. like their male partners, husband, boyfriend, fiance, whatever, and mm-hmm. the laundry not going into the basket or hamper or whatever when it's dirty.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know if it's a secret, but it was a secret that I'm not very good with that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I would sneak out of the house. That would have been good for the Teenage Perspective.
Yeah, that one too. I was thinking of that one too when you said that other one. I'm like, I'm probably going to pick that one either way. I mean, you can answer for both of those roles that you got.
I suppose. What else would be annoying about... Oh, like from Teenage Perspective, something annoying about dating me was just how much of an emotional train wreck I was. That's not a good time for anyone.
Yeah.
So that is one. I would say a big one. But I don't know. It would be a secret because I wouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
It would just manifest.
You're going to find out.
Yep. It's, you're going to find out not quickly either. It's once you're emotionally invested.
Uh-huh.
I would sneak. Okay, so this one is difficult. I think this is like a metaphorical sneak out of the house because I can go wherever I want right uh-huh. now. I'm not accountable to anyone. As much as I don't like them. Yes, thank you, Kat. As much as I don't like them anymore, if the person was right, I would sneak out of the house for a booty call.
Okay.
But yeah, like the circumstances have to be right. Like I can't. What's the shit like? Demi something or other, romantic or something. Like I can't. I don't feel physical attraction to people I don't have emotional connections with. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like the circumstances have to be right.
You sound like our other cousin.
Yeah.
Our cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sneaking out of the house, I think I would take that in the metaphorical sense. It would be me going to that, knowing that I'm going to, like, this is not going to go well for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
That would be a sneak out of the house secret. It's not a secret anymore, apparently.
Yeah.
teenage me, I never snuck out of the house. I never had to. If I wanted to go somewhere, I was usually allowed, and if I wasn't allowed, I went anyway, and I didn't get in trouble. So
yeah,
I didn't have to sneak out anywhere. There you go.
Okay.
Okay, you're landing on the same two fucking things, and I don't like it. Something you wouldn't tell mom.
You can roll again for me if you want to. we get something different.
Yeah. All right, something different. I'm just gonna pick. I was gonna pick one that we haven't been getting.
Okay.
All right. So, teenage perspective for you. Worst date you've been on?
Oh fuck. Teenage me.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I didn't really date in my. Well, I guess 19 is one. The worst date I ever went on. My teenage perspective.
Or maybe a recent date that you've been on that teenage you would think is lame?
That I can do. It was with my ex. It was like, let me see. It was not really our first date, but it was very early on in the relationship. It could have been our second or third one, but he brought me over to his parents' house to meet his whole family, and it was just very uncomfortable and awkward. Because they were just like, I don't know, staring at me, asking fucking stupid questions I don't even remember anymore, but I know they were just embarrassing. I think that was one. And then I was just being judged by his entire family the whole time we were at his house. So that was probably the worst date I've ever been on. Like, don't introduce someone to your family that quick. After not even being official, because that shit's just...
That is very strange.
I don't know. That is very strange. But, I mean, he is a narcissist, so that does make sense why he would do that. Because those people move on very quickly. Or move very quickly in relationships. I think even on our... He was calling me his girlfriend by, like, I don't know, 3-4 dates in. I'm like, this is too fast.
Yikes.
Like, can we calm the fuck down? But of course I went with it because I was very smitten by this idiot, and
well, that's what they're good
it
at.
it only ruined my life. Only good thing I got out of it was my two dogs that are no longer here. That's about it. Oh wait, I do have one from my teenage years. I can't remember this. It was my date for prom was horrible. This kid was someone that I've known since like elementary school. We were pretty cool friends and stuff, but like on prom night, you know, he kind of made it seem like, yeah, he thought he was going to get laid that day. But I'm like, I have no intentions of any of that with you. And then the whole time he, I think he locked his car keys in his car. So the whole night of prom, he was trying to get in touch with his brother or something to get him keys and all this stuff. And I think he only danced like one song with me, and that was it. And I regretted having a prom date on my senior prom. Like, should have went by myself, because I would have had more fun either way. Yeah, that's a teenage one. There we go. I believe I forgot about that.
All right, I'm going to pick a couple here. I went alone my junior prom.
Mm-hmm. So did I. Yeah, so did I. And I loved it. I had so much fun junior prom. Senior prom, it was fun at one point when I just said, like, fuck this guy. I'm not going to let him ruin my night, you know?
Yeah.
But the first half of it, I was just pissed and annoyed. Like, this fucking guy's on the phone all gosh darn night.
I had a good time. Went with my then girlfriend. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
We had fun.
That's good.
Okay, so I set out a couple and share something surprising. That sounds fun.
Share something surprising. I kind of want you to answer all of them, or most of them, but I'm probably going to go with a surreal experience I'll never forget.
Surreal experience.
Or the last time I was awestruck, those first two are the ones that are popping out at me.
Let me check something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's just something that's really strange. Just wanted to make sure if it was positive or negative, but it doesn't seem to matter.
Okay.
Something surreal. Getting shot at.
Oh, shit.
Is fucking wild.
Yeah.
I would say that one. Because it doesn't... Okay. Of all the times that it happened, it wasn't always... like graphic or people getting hurt or anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was just a lot of missing, which fortunate for me.
Yeah.
But still, like, knowing that the people shooting at us were specifically looking for me.
Yeah.
That was the surreal part. And that started happening more and more as I was there longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because just for the uninitiated, I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps, and I went to Afghanistan. Looking the way I look, they assumed. I didn't ever mislead anyone, but they assumed that I was Afghan. So
yeah,
because of that, I got a reputation in the little town that I was in as being the Afghan American guy. So.
Okay.
It started getting to a point where when they knew where I was or where I was going, then mm-hmm. they made a very concerted effort to try and kill me.
Gotcha.
So there you go. I would say that was a very surreal experience, having a bouncing.
I do have a question for you regarding your time there. Like, what was it that you did in the military? Like, I guess what you were you assigned to as like a
yeah my
job
guess,
job or yeah. whatever yeah
so there are I had two there's the one okay. that I tell people and then the one that I typically don't. The first
okay.
is IT. That's what I did since I've been working in IT since I was 17. It just
okay.
it's just an easier thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is it's called PSYOP, psychological operations.
Okay.
It's a big part of it is it's just glorified marketing. That's the easiest okay. way to explain it is like you making posters and flyers, brochures, that type of shit that have particular messaging and, you know, you make it culturally relevant. So one thing, Pashto, if the people are literate, that language reads right to left, not left to right.
Gotcha.
So their natural eye pattern, it's learning how to mm-hmm. sequence whatever information that way is one. That's a major okay. aspect of it. Another one is just really talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
Persistence, consistency in messaging. Like I said, me looking the way I do and me always talking to like a small village level leadership, religious leaders, people start to notice.
And yeah.
It worked out because I would carry a giant bag of candy in my pocket or like in my attached to my belt. So anytime we went anywhere, as soon as I walked in, people are looking around. I just start flinging candy everywhere. And so mm-hmm. all the kids come out and they're grabbing candy and stuff. And there you go. That's what they started calling me, the candy man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And the candy man was... Taliban did not like the candy man. not even a little bit. I was a traitor or whatever. There was a guy from, I think he was from Colorado, who converted to Islam and moved to Afghanistan to fight America for whatever reason.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And from what I heard, I didn't hear him say it myself, or I didn't see any communications myself, that he had made it his personal mm-hmm. mission to kill me for whatever reason. Like,
gotcha.
Okay. There you go. That's a... The surreal experiences, just the gunfights in general are fucking scary, yeah. But they're wild. Yeah. All right. That was fun. Fucking, mm-hmm. fucking super cheerful.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I like to say that whenever it's a difficult topics because it usually does lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just putting them up so you can see them.
I like that first one.
All right, so I put up four. Your dice roll. Teenage perspective. I would. Something about my culture I wish people understood.
I'm probably just going to go more along with, like, the race in general as far as looks go. This has been something that I've wished people understood my entire life, is that not all Mexicans are dark and not all mixed people, you know, are going to be dark-skinned. Dark eyes, dark hair. Like, I still get... Yeah. There's a lot of that going on, and it sadly also happens a lot within our people, our Mexican people, you know, that they... Always just fascinated that I don't look the way, you know, that you're supposed to look.
Yeah, quote-unquote supposed to look.
Yeah, it's, like, still the same... It's just crazy how it's still even a thing today, you know?
You'd think after all this time, especially with internet making it more visible.
Yeah, that you would know that Mexican aren't always dark. Dark hair, dark eyes, whatever. Like, I went to this taco truck that I love to go to. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And, like, the ladies, they know me there by name. I always talk to them in Spanish. And there was a Mexican guy there too who had ordered food, and then he just asked me, he's like, you speak Spanish very well, you know? And I'm like, yeah, thank you. It was my first language. I'm half Mexican. And he's like, yeah, people don't really look like you, you know? Like, you're very light skinned. And then I just always tell him, was like, I inherited a lot of the gringo jeans, you know, which makes them laugh, but I'm like, people need to stop doing that. It's annoying having to, because I always have to explain shit, you know, why I look the way that I look, and I shouldn't have to do that. Even with people who aren't Mexican, I get that a lot, like, oh my god, you're what? You don't look like it.
Yeah, but you're white.
Yeah, that's something I've always wanted people to understand. Especially childhood me or teenage me, because that was always, 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 always something that I encountered every single day of my life. Not so much in my adult years. It's a once in a blue moon or once in a while type thing. But when I was a teenager and younger, that was definitely something I wish people would understand, is that not all Mexicans or mixed race people, you know, are whatever. We come in light hair, light eyes, light skin too.
It's what would strike me as more odd would be any Mexican person who is a sports fan of any kind. Because if you even keep up a little bit with Mexican sports, you know who Canelo Alvarez is. He is like the most financially successful active boxer. Hence, like, emphasis on the word active, not including people who are retired now. But he is he is the most lucrative fighter at the moment, and he looks like he's Irish. He's not light skin. He's fucking pale. And he has freckles. He has red hair. Jesus Christ. Despite him being born in L.A., Oscar De La Hoya, his parents are Mexican immigrants, and he is not at all dark.
No. He's very light-complected.
Right. So. A good friend of mine, he is very, very light skinned. His hair is dark and his eyes are dark, but his skin is very, like, he's white presenting, I think is the phrase.
Mm-hmm. Like, your dad was the same way, and yeah. So is our aunt, you know? They are very light skinned people as well. It's like, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, my father in particular, he was. His desire for white presenting children was, he didn't care for me in particular because of how I look. So.
You were the darkest one, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I like to be outside, so I looked even darker. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
That's one thing. Fucking like Uruguay and Argentina. They're like, yeah, it's a joke that a lot of Nazis fled to Argentina, but a lot of Europeans in general fled to Uruguay and Argentina before, during, and after World War II. So yeah. There's a lot of, you know, genetic mixing there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like, in general, not all Latinos, you know.
Exactly.
Are going to be dark-skinned or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of actors, actresses, singers, whatever, in entertainment, who are Latino people, and they don't have the, I guess, typical, stereotypical looks of what people think a Latino is supposed to look like. But yeah, that's my answer to that one. And it's just crazy how it's still very much a thing, even now in this day and age.
Another easy one to point to is Brazil, who, like, they're not Hispanic, but they are Latino. It's the whole fucking semantics thing, but still, they're Latinos. There are, like, black. They look like African-descended people. They're black.
Afro-Latino people. That's
Afro-Latino is also a thing. Yeah, in the Caribbean, there's a fuck ton of Afro-Latinos in the Caribbean. They're part of the big fight of Texas leaving Mexico and coming to the U.S. was because if an enslaved person stepped foot on Mexican soil, they are immediately free. Immediately.
Yep.
Without question, doesn't matter where they're coming from, doesn't matter if their quote-unquote master is with them. If you bring a slave to Mexican soil, they will be liberated. There is no questions about it. So that was runaway slaves going to Texas and escaping slavery. So that's kind of fun.
My cats are really going after each other today.
All right, I'm just going to leave these up. We're coming close on time. So I'll just leave these up for the last two. All right. The role is surprising.
Surprising. The craziest thing I've done for money.
something surprising I've done for money. Goodness, I can't think of a whole lot. So this is going to sound really lame when it comes out, but fucking 8 to 10 hours, 5 days a week, every single fucking week of the year. For the rest of my fucking life. That is crazy to me.
Okay.
It's a really simple one. But I think the reason that it's funny that I would pick that, that's the only thing that comes to my mind. And another question that is up here for people who can't see is my guilty pleasure is. And if I were to pick one, it would be online shopping.
I was going to pick that one too for you.
Online shopping is my guilty pleasure. As much as I advocate for workers' rights, fucking labor unions, all the rest of it, I love online shopping. So there you go.
Okay.
You think something risky?
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Or wait.
I'm asking if you want to go with something risky. Or do you want another one?
Do another one. So I don't think I have anything.
Something surprising.
Something surprising.
I'm most proud of my family for blank.
Proud of my family for a hard one to answer. I'm gonna go with it goes for both sides of my family, my mom and dad, and it's for just a few people. Something that I'm most proud of my family for is those that broke their generational curses. That's something that I'm proud of for the very few on both sides that have done that. I'm proud of them for doing that.
Yeah, that's a good one. It takes.
Mm-hmm.
And for some, it comes later than others. I know an uncle on my mother's side, the last time I spoke to him, he had been. Mm-hmm. He had a just night and day, like a fucking light switch, completely changed who he was. It was crazy.
Okay.
He didn't even appear to be the same person.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's how different he was. So it took time, but he got there in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Share a secret.
Share a secret. I'm stuck between, I don't know if it's much of a secret, but a grudge I've been holding on to.
For me?
Yes.
Since some of them are already out there, I'm going to try to think of one that I don't.
There is also, I'm gonna ask you another one. A dream I've lost hope for. Those two, you can answer those.
Okay.
For that one.
A dream I've lost hope for is having a family of my own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to happen.
On the same boat.
If it does, that would be great. But I don't think it will. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right now I have a grudge with that asshole of doing donuts in my neighborhood. So that's fun. I don't know if I have anything that I haven't already mentioned.
The
whole fucking podcasting has began and expanded because of a grudge. I don't have a whole lot of relatives because I don't know if it's... I could if I was willing to pretend like nothing happened, but I'm not going to. So I don't know if that's a grudge or not.
Ooh, I like my closest encounter with death.
Yeah, I kind of already shared that one, though.
I'm going to answer that one, just because, I do have a lot for that one. The last one that I had was, I think I was 21 or 22, really horrible, was it alcohol poisoning? That was pretty much, I almost didn't make it. Those are, three that I've had. I hope to not have any more. Because that's crazy.
I don't know if I have a count. But I guess if you count one extended period of time as one, then there you go. A lot of...
Yeah.
Afghanistan's a wild place. That's the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking crazy. Let's see, I also had a pretty severe poisoning incident, like you did, but that was afterwards. I was just not in the right headspace. I think those were it. Another time. I did it to myself. And on that very cheerful note, I think that worked out kind of well.
Yeah.
With the little camera there.
Yeah.
Man. There you have it. I don't know if I have anything to add to my media list here. I just have the notebook. That's all I have left.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll probably try to watch some of the stuff on mine.
For fuck's sake. That's how it's
called. Like when people say for Pete's sake,
exactly.
Pete's or Pete.
For Pete's sake.
It's definitely the
the Pete's. Former. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this social media comedian named Kyle Gordon? Does a lot of songs.
Kyle Gordon?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Does a lot of joke songs. I went to a show of his on Thursday.
Okay, how was that?
It wasn't very funny.
No?
No. He's really great. Like, his stuff is really great for videos, but doesn't translate very well to real life.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, the stand-up comedian, like traditional stand-up that opened before him was much more humorous, I thought.
Awesome. Okay.
This isn't me saying that I don't like Kyle Gordon, if there's any fanatics out there. I do.
Mm-hmm. He's great. I've never heard of the fella.
He's funny. He's really, really funny. I do enjoy his material, but it doesn't translate well to the stage. Have I been to anything else? Man, I had a busy-ass week. Went to a politician's birthday party.
Okay.
And she's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's fucking younger than me. God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's brilliant, though. She's fantastic. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, so I did embarrass myself a little bit on Friday when I went to go do all my new hire stuff at the hospital. Like I said, you have to do a drug test. And then they had to draw blood from me to see if I'm immune, if my immunity is good towards some stuff. Because, like, you have to have a lot of vaccines and, you know, be up to date on a lot of stuff if you want to work in a hospital. I did not know that.
Yeah, you're surrounded by crud all day.
Yeah, so, like, you had to do the drug test. Of course, you know, you got to pee in a cup. I couldn't do it the first round because I guess I didn't really have to go. But after that attempt, they did draw my blood to test all my immunity and stuff. They did 4 vials. And then after that, I had to chug a fuck ton of water so that I could do the drug test again, so I could give enough of my sample to them. And right, like, I had to wait for 30 minutes. And right before that, like, my blood pressure, like, sunk so bad that I, and, like, my blood sugar, to the point, like, right when they were going to come get me again to do the drug test, I had to run into the bathroom and throw up. And I was just so embarrassed. So I'm like, man, I'm trying to do my new hire stuff. They probably think I'm trying to puke out drugs now before I do this drug test again. I was so embarrassed, but, like, they were very nice and understanding. They're all like, it's probably because, you know, they took so much blood and you chugged fucking 2 whole things of water.
Yeah, that's a lot to put
like,
in.
Yeah, you're right. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yesterday, I was just done for. After that, I came home. I took like a 2-3 hour nap, and then I was just drained all day. I was like, man, that really took a lot out of me. And I'm like, hopefully I still have this job, you know? I'm like, I know my background check and all of that stuff is going to come out fine, but I'm like, man, you almost like passed out on your fucking like first day almost, you know? So I'm like paranoid. I won't hear back from them till Thursday with my results and stuff, but I'm like, that was embarrassing as fuck but that happened. Yeah, I just figured I'd share if y'all want a little chuckle. And then I am going to the Pop 2000 store the weekend before my first day, so I'll be in a little boy band heaven there with a couple of the bands that are playing. And then I get to see Justin Timberlake at the end of May, which I'm very excited for. His new album is great. There is a new NSYNC song on that album, and it's wonderful. And I'm holding out hope that they'll all have, like, a reunion tour soon. Thought I'd share some funnies after that last question.
Yeah, it was weird I was at my, I guess, final interview yesterday. And
okay,
at the end of it, they were talking about fucking like, they kept bringing up like background check, criminal background check. I was like, dude, I don't. Why do you keep like emphasizing that point? I'm going mm-hmm. to pass. I have already done a pretty extensive background check for my job with the state.
Mm-hmm.
Before my most previous one, so.
Yeah. I think the only thing that's on my record is maybe one of my speeding tickets. But I don't think that's going to prevent me from, you know, having my job. That's the only thing they're going to find is just that. I don't think that'll interfere with my job because that was years ago. But yeah, man, I did not know that hospital jobs are very intense. Like, I had to do a colorblind test too. Oh man,
wow,
that one was rough.
That's a new one.
I had to do a colorblind test, and
for what colors?
I think I did okay. It was all the colors.
Oh yeah, it's just the whole.
Like you have to find spectrum. You have to find like the numbers. You know, they're in a different color.
Yeah.
In the bubbles. I did realize that I have a slight issue with greens and like oranges. but I think I passed. But I was like hesitant on a couple of them because I'm like, I really can barely see what the fuck this is. Like, oh my god, so I have an issue with green and fucking orange, but I mean, I can see the colors, but yeah, that one, the one that I struggled with fucked me up a bit. And then there were some other ones that didn't have numbers in them, and I realized that after a while of staring at them, because he's like, if you can't find a number, just put NA, because you have to, like, kind of fill it out like a fucking quiz, you know? And then there's another one that you have to trace the pattern within, and it's the same fucking type of thing. I'm like, oh my god. But yeah, I kind of got paranoid with my hesitancy on a couple of those, because I'm like, I don't know if I can see this or not. Like, I need to go get my eyes checked already, because I'm fucking blind, and I'm due for a new prescription, but I'm like, please don't tell me that I'm colorblind right now, because I will not get this job.
Is this blood or Nickelodeon slime?
Right? I'm like, seeing? What is this? Yeah, that shit got me fucked up. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't see what this number is. And I like really had to put it kind of close to my eye to figure out what this number was. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I'm being judged so bad right now by this nurse that's doing all this shit. I think that was the only other embarrassing thing that I that happened to me there was the whole drug test, almost freaking passing out and throwing up, and the colorblind test got me messed up so bad.
I
failed, but I think I'll be okay.
All right, let's do the parting stuff. Fucking outro shit. Hey, thanks for joining us again here at Hard Shell Tacos. Should I say in the restaurant? I don't feel like I should say in the restaurant. But if you want to, I don't know, if you have any questions or comments or anything about anything we talked about, 833-LUX-PODS, you could call or text. If you want your audio cut into the show, then call and leave a voicemail, and I can do that. Otherwise, text is fine. The social media stuff, LVX MediaNet, that's the umbrella for all the shows that we get into. Boxing B-sides, a lot of awesome boxing going on, Canelo related actually, since I mentioned him earlier. Ultimate FN Casual, if you like MMA, then we talk like in depth about MMA over there. Check out the social media stuff, LVX MediaNet, like I said. If you go to the website, lvxmedia.net, then that's a little bit more of a direct way to get to all of it. It's a lot more robust, I guess. Oh, shit. What else? If you got a second, if you could hit us with a review, that would be very much appreciated. If you're not feeling a five, I would very much appreciate if you could tell me why. What is it? Like these services, the way that they work, like non-five ratings are weighed very heavily. So that's what I mean. Like, if you're not feeling a fiver, let me know why. I just, 833 Lux Pods. Let me know what's up. Give me a chance to improve it. I'm always open to some constructive criticism. Always open to improving if it means giving you and everyone else a better listening experience. Oh, shit. What else? I think that's it. I'm going to say that's it before I ramble. Boom. There it is. All right. Parting words time.
Don't fuck your eyes up with the solar eclipse. That's my advice. Oh, don't go blind.
That's really soon.
Mm-hmm. That is on Monday.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. Mm. Protect those eyeballs, guys. I have seen that some they've been announcing it on TV. I don't know if you've seen it, but they're gonna be streaming the eclipse on TV as well. So if you don't want to burn your eyes out, just watch it on the TV or watch people's fucking Facebook feeds or whatever for it, because I'm sure it'll be all over the medias.
I'm not in the path of totality, so it won't be that cool for me.
Mike, I am, but it's only for 2 minutes. And I'll probably still be asleep when it happens, because I sleep very, very late. Like, I don't care. I don't care for the eclipse.
All right. Pantheon. Haven't found anyone to be added to it yet. But Steve Irwin, the animal guy, Fred Rogers, you're the neighborhood friendly person. LeVar Burton, the books and learning person with his fucking noble hound Wishbone.
Ah, Wishbone.
And then Bob Ross, who's my personal favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Good reminder that it's okay to make mistakes and it's okay to be kind to yourself. All right, that's it. That's going to do it. Holy shit, number 23. This is the Michael Jordan episode or the LeBron James episode?
Ooh, no, Michael Jordan, please.
All right, until next time. Hey, one last thing before we get out of here. If you could do me a huge favor, go to lvx.at/city. Check out more of this artist, City Girl. The song Taking Us Out is Motionless. It's my absolute favorite from her entire catalog, and that's a difficult choice to make. Highly recommend checking out more. lvx.at/city.